Let's forget about rain, snow, sleet, and ice, and think about Florida. Well, the best way I know how to do that on a Tuesday morning is to dial up Tim, Luke, and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Nack. Of course, they are in sunny and warm Florida. Of course, you can find them on the web at tqag.com. That's Treasure Quest Appraisal Group. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you both Greg and Tim. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You got it.
He's on the road again.
Yep. In the car. Yep, on my way to Miami for many appraisals. Miami is my destination this morning.
Well, how's the traffic?
Actually, not too bad. I just got on the turnpike. I decided not to deal with 95. There was a lot of stuff going on. So, made the executive decision, let's go down the turnpike. And it's very clear, so not bad.
You know, I hear you talk about that. When I was a kid, my mother, we were driving to Florida, and I was giving directions. I was about 12 years old. I had the map. We had maps back then. And I saw a thing called the Sunshine Parkway. And so I told my mother, I got her on the Sunshine. Now remember, we're coming down 95. I got her to go on the Sunshine Parkway, and we were going to Miami. That added about 2 hours to the trip. My brothers and sisters could have killed me.
Well, back then, I don't even know how far I-95 went down to. I think it stopped about halfway down the state before. I don't remember how long it's been since it got to Miami, because it took a long time for it to finally get down here to South Florida.
My father was playing at the Fountain Blue, but it added about 2 hours to our trip. And like I said, my brothers and sisters, and even my mother, I really think if they had the means at the time, they would have killed me, because the Sunshine Parkway, it was a boring ride, a real boring ride.
Right. Well, right. Right. But it sounded like a great thing, the Sunshine Parkway.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Oh, well, what the heck. So what are we going to talk? What are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you. And that's because I saw the weather report coming up for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and there's no snow.
It's changed a little.
Just raining.
No,
according to the
on your attempt to go back on Friday, it might be. It all depends what time you're leaving on Friday or Saturday.
I'm leaving very early on Sunday morning.
Well, you should be
on Sunday morning.
You should be fine by Sunday. But it'll be a little messy here on Saturday, but not too bad. And what time are you getting in?
Well, I land in around White Plains around noon, and then of course I pick up the car and I'll be driving to Sharon. So I'm probably going to be rolling in Sharon, or probably around, I'd say around two-ish, somewhere around there.
And that is that's on Thursday, right?
That's on Thursday. So right. Well, put the kettle on.
We will. Well, Thursday is. I have a double header here, I do believe. But if not, we can get together in the late afternoon at my house and early evening, and we'll do our first 2.5-3 hour session. And Friday we'll do the same thing. Friday, and we'll do the same thing in the afternoon, and a little markup work on Saturday. See what we can do as well.
Yeah, well, I've been very people are in suspense. Or what are they talking about? Well, we have a new project that's going to be coming up, and we'll unveil it right here on Robin Hood Radio when it comes to fruition.
Unveil it in the next decade.
That's right. Well, you never know. But anyway,
One of the things I think we're going to talk about today is, sometimes we're going to talk about, sometimes we talk about art, we've talked about something that is absolutely sublime. And then there are times that we talk about something that's absolutely ridiculous. Well, today is absolutely ridiculous. And it's about the banana taped to the wall. I'm sure everyone has seen it on the news, by the artist Maurizio Catalan. And we've talked about, yeah, we've talked about him in the past because he's the guy who made the solid gold commode for Blenheim Palace that people were standing in line for hours to use. That was stolen. So his latest, which still hasn't been found, FYI, but his latest venture was at in Art Basel in Miami.
Art Basel, yep, Miami.
And he taped, he used gaffer's tape, duct tape, and taped a banana to the wall. And it sold for $120,000. And then another artist who is a performance artist at a later, later.
Craig, remember to say that it was one of four. So he did a limited edition. I guess that was all that came in the bunch. So
yeah,
four of them. One sold, and then a performance artist. Go ahead.
He decided it was part of the art. His idea was part of the art. So he went up and stripped it off the wall, peeled it, and ate it right in front of people.
now, after somebody had paid for it?
After somebody had paid for it. But the whole idea, apparently, of the piece was that whoever or the museum or whoever bought it, they would be able to replace the banana whenever they wanted to. This guy, and the guy who did it, he's not in any way associated with the artist, but he's a performance artist, and he believed that it was part of the concept to take it down and eat it. And the artist said, well, he wasn't going to press charges either civilly or any other way, because he apparently liked the idea that it became a subcategory of art, performance art. So
but it cost him $120,000 though.
Yeah, well, but it's back up. Another banana is back up. So
right. They replaced the banana. Remember, one sold for $120,000, and it was one of four. That wasn't the one he ate.
Okay.
They had three other ones in their booth.
Okay.
So that's where the other guy then ate one, and they still had two more. So he's like, okay. But when Catalan heard that's what he did, he went back, got a new banana, and put it on the wall. So there was number four.
I understand that this time he put a half a gallon of ice cream, a scoop, or a bowl of cherries, and some whipped cream, and taped it to the wall as well. So,
all I can say is people want to know why these foreign countries, Muslim countries, look at us and hate us. A banana taped on a wall getting $120,000 is now risen right to the top of the list.
Yes.
You
know, we've talked about this in the past, and you know, you kind of know my feeling about some of this stuff. Where do you draw the line to art and nonsense? Well, I think this has far crossed the line into nonsense. But
That's your opinion. That is your opinion.
Yeah.
However, there are people that look at that and say, well, here's a piece that is ever changing. I have a little control over it. I can change out the banana whenever I want. And it was interesting when Catalan was putting this together, he was trying to do it in resin, do a banana in resin, or do a banana in
bronze. He tried bronze.
In a bunch of different things, but it just didn't give the sense of, hey, here's a banana taped to a wall. And I think that's part of the tongue-in-cheekness of the artwork. And whatever his comment is, that's like, wow, okay.
See, where he missed out on the opportunity to have a real exciting performance is he should have injected that banana with sriracha. And then when the guy would have stripped it and eaten it, that would have been quite a performance.
That really would have. Yes, it would have.
Well, I can say, it's a great PR stunt, because even though they said it wasn't a PR stunt, it was just kind of a random act. But, now everybody's talking about Art Basel. So what can I tell you? There's it might have been worth the $120,000 banana. Art Basel is probably one of the preeminent art shows in the world annually. So for something like this to happen, it's not as though they really needed the publicity, but publicity is publicity. So I'm sure it's increased attendance, because everybody wants to see the new banana or the top banana. So there you have it.
Now, did it have a frame around it or anything, or was it just taped?
No.
Just taped to the wall, huh?
It was unframed.
It was about a 12-inch strip of duct tape, and it was the banana. It went right over the center of the banana, stuck right to the wall. There was nothing around it except other artwork.
Yeah.
So
I don't ever like to be judgmental, but I have to be judgmental on this. I really
there
do.
You go. There you go. Dave.
So I'm gonna look for a picture of this, and I'm gonna find out how it was positioned on the wall. And I'm going to do that at my house and see if people recognize it as art.
Yeah. I actually will send you the link. I will send you the link. And so right now, Tim, the score is for absurd 2 and possibility for art 1. So
okay,
win.
I didn't know that we were keeping score, but as far as I'm concerned, if art isn't making you wonder, look at it, think people are crazy, or look at all the other artists in the world that people have thought that. Andy Warhol, they thought that he was just a hack. And, yeah, might have been at the time. That's fine. Look, you can have that. But if art is not invoking conversation and doing things, I think that that's great. I mean, I think that's what art should do.
I'm not saying it's not art. I'm just saying... it's not my type of art.
That's right. No, exactly. And that's fine. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
but see, you know what you like. Now, I like my bananas and cereal not taped to the wall. So I get that. But I also can appreciate it when I see it.
I guess if you're in the whole setting of the of where you are, it becomes interesting, I guess. Could you imagine, though, if some little kid had been there and jumped up and just grabbed a banana and walked away before?
Oh, I know. Right.
Well,
I know.
See,
well,
there
that
again, there,
too.
Yeah, well, there again, I don't think it would have had as much impact as the fact that that another, air quote, artist decided to jump in and put his 2 cents worth in. So that, I think, is probably what made it. Other than the fact that a banana taped to a wall sold for $120,000, I think that's probably what made it newsworthy, is the fact that a performance artist decided to build on the original concept of the original artist to make yet another statement about art. So I don't know. But
it is what it is. That's it.
All right. Well, guys, I don't want you slipping on any bananas or eating too many bananas. And like I said, web design 101 will begin sometime Friday afternoon for you, Greg.
Yeah.
And Marshall, when Greg gets home, there's going to be all kinds of fruit taped to the wall.
Now, I could see taping a fruitcake to the wall. That would really be art to me.
Yeah, and you realize, of course, Yeah, exactly. A fruitcake would really be a piece of art because it would totally last forever.
That's exactly right. Well, all right, guys. We'll speak to you next week. And, Greg, I'll see you Friday afternoon.
Okie doke.
All right, take care,
guys.
Bye-bye. That is Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the Frick and Frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This, tqag.com on the web. It is 7:50 on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.